Dresner.com podcast. I'm news editor Jeff Kelly. Today I'm joined by Howard Dresner, president and founder of Dresner Advisory Services and a former Gartner analyst. Welcome, Howard.
Thanks very much. Good to talk to you, Jeff.
Good to talk to you, Howard. So Howard recently completed a survey on mobile business intelligence, which is a hot topic in the IT press with the release of Apple's iPad and a number of new mobile BI applications. So to start, Howard, why don't you just tell us a little bit about the survey and what you were looking to discover with it?
Well, I just like you, realized that mobile was absolutely red hot. And, yeah, we have to give a lot of credit to Apple and to Steve Jobs because they have successfully influenced the culture, not just U.S. and North American culture, really global culture, first with the iPhone and then with the iPad as well. So realizing that this was an important topic, I sort of rejiggered the research agenda for the year and inserted mobile business intelligence in early June with the intent of sort of dispelling some of the hype surrounding this to understand what's really going on. And I devised a different methodology for this particular study. I had a survey for not only the consumers of the technology, but for the providers of the business intelligence software in an effort to take a look at both the areas of alignment and also areas where there are significant gaps.
All right, so why don't we talk about some of the results. So what were your findings? Are people clamoring for mobile business intelligence applications?
Well, as it turns out, yes. I mean, there's tremendous interest. I mean, I'd like to say that the majority of the respondents are out there doing stuff with mobile business intelligence every day, but they're not. I would say around 30% of the respondents are actually doing stuff. However, it's interesting, if you drill down a little bit and you say, well, is anyone emailing you reports that you're consuming on your phone, they would probably, even more, would probably say yes. So if we include that as mobile business intelligence, I guess we have much more than 30%, even though some of those things were not intended for mobile. But the interest is intense. More than 50% of the respondents said that mobile BI was either critically important or very important. However, conversely, you know, some 48%, I guess, said, yeah, not so much.
So for those people that did find it critically important or relatively important, what do they see as the benefits, or what are they looking to do with mobile business intelligence? How are they looking to use it? And what are they really hoping to get out of it?
Well, it's probably a little bit more amorphous than I'd like. I mean, they see clear benefits. Probably the number one benefit, if you want to call it, that they see is that it gives them pervasive access to information. And others say fast access, some say flexibility, better decision-making, things of that sort. But when I actually had some conversations with folks, they gave me some really interesting real-world examples. One in particular, I can't name names yet. It'll be in the report. It's a major retailer. They said one of the things that allows their middle managers to do in sales management is to go out in the field and meet with the various stores and managers in those stores and be able to have a discussion without a lot of preparation. Apparently in the past, what they would have to do is generate all these documents in advance, so there was a lot of prep work. And by the time they got out to the field office, that information was, you know, somewhat stale already, and it really didn't allow them to do anything sort of ad hoc or impromptu. So if they said, gee, I want to go to this other store, but they hadn't prepared for it, it would be kind of a limited discussion. But with mobile business intelligence, and these folks are now moving from the BlackBerry to the iPad, they literally can go on the fly to a store, have a discussion with fresh data about the performance of that store. So it gives them a great deal more flexibility to have those performance discussions. It eliminates all of the prep time as well. So there's a cost savings benefit, but there's also increased agility, and as a result, they're able to correct problems or take advantage of opportunities much more rapidly than they could in the past.
So what about some of the limiting factors? I mean, I know in the past we've heard from readers their kind of complaints or concerns with mobile business intelligence was that it was hard to manipulate. A lot of mobile BI applications were nothing more than shrunken down reports. What is your take on the state of the technology? What have the vendors done in terms of the ability to make these applications a little bit easier to use?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, that one of the biggest complaints has been form factor, historically, you know, tiny little screens, and certainly things like the iPhone improved upon that. Of course, the iPad, I think, and future tablet devices changed that rather dramatically. But that was the biggest complaint, form factor. And once again, in speaking to some of the respondents, they told me that they would have to modify any applications. They'd have to shorten field names, truncate numbers, and that did limit the utility of the application. The other concern that folks have has been security. That's probably the number one issue. And the BlackBerry offered probably better security than some of the other devices that are out there today, but as folks move to these next-generation devices, those things have to be addressed, and they are being addressed with third-party software. But what some folks told me is that with the BlackBerry in particular, they didn't have to worry about third-party software and the increased cost and management associated with that. But that's going to get addressed. That'll go away. And, of course, with the better form factors, some of the real estate issues make it much more reasonable and feasible to implement mobile BI. Now, in terms of the levels of integration from the vendors, that's improving too. There are some that are way ahead of the curve, and they've taken full advantage of the mobile device. They've done native SDK integration, and it's a great experience. And others, on the hand, are really late to the game. Some have, quite frankly, absolutely nothing to offer at this point. By nothing, meaning you could run a browser on there and just use the traditional browser or web interface. And some are sort of in the middle. They've optimized their browser experience for those devices. But I think that at the end of the day, the native executable on the device is a far richer experience. And I think you're going to see, I know you're going to see, more and more vendors moving to that over the course of the next 6, 12, and 18 months.
Well, you mentioned there the kind of the different mobile phones and mobile app, mobile devices people are using. I believe you asked about kind of which mobile platforms people are using. What did that reveal? And does the, I guess, the evolution of mobile devices itself, what role is that going to play in the adoption of mobile business intelligence?
Well, that's a good question. When you take a look at the platforms that are out there today, the proverbial 800-pound gorilla is the RIM BlackBerry. I mean, it seems to be pervasive, especially in, you know, in larger enterprises. It's everywhere. And I have to admit, I'm a BlackBerry user myself. But when you look at the growth over the course of, you know, this year and next year, not a lot of growth in BlackBerry, not a lot of growth really in Windows Mobile. All the growth, at least from the respondents to the study, coming from the iPhone, from the iPad. Actually, the growth in the iPad is rather striking. Definitely the largest growth in the iPad over the course of this year and next year. And then that's followed by Android. So we have some legacy platforms, or seeming legacy platforms, in the form of the BlackBerry and Windows Mobile, and tremendous growth in iPad, in iPhone, and then Android, which is sort of the dark horse, if you will. There are other factors out there that need to get resolved, but I think that just from a platform perspective and the choices that are going to be out there, it's really pretty exciting.
So what would your advice be to a company considering or looking into mobile BI? Is it time to really start deploying these technologies? Would you advise to wait? Does it depend on the industry you're in? Ultimately, what's your advice to companies or to listeners now who are considering getting into mobile BI?
Well, I think everyone should definitely take a hard look at it right now. It doesn't mean you have to deploy en masse. In fact, I would recommend not deploying en masse right away. But every organization has some segment of the user population that needs or is already using mobile BI. So those that aren't doing anything right now, well, chances are users are, they're just not telling you. They're taking those reports you email them and they're consuming them on their mobile devices. I think we need to, as organizations, take a hard look at who really needs this, whether it's, you know, sales management, senior executives, guys that are always on the go. They need this stuff, and they need the freshest information. And there's the technology is good enough right now, and the platforms and the infrastructure are good enough right now that you ought to be doing something at least in the form of a proof of concept. Now, in the report, and those that license the report will see this, I go through what all of the vendors have, and, you know, take a look also with a glimpse to the future of what's going to be there. And you take a look at that and what you're trying to achieve, and it allows you to select the appropriate technologies. Now, all of the BI vendors are going to be there eventually, right, given, you know, once again, a year or so, because they have to. There is a lot of pressure in the system from demand from their customers. So it's not something that I would say they have to wait for. In the long term, they can start to do some proof of concepts and testing today with an eye towards major deployment in the coming year.
All right, great. So I'm sure there are many more interesting findings in your report. Why don't you let our listeners know where they can get a hold of it, when it'll be available?
Absolutely. Well, I would direct them to our official Mobile Business Intelligence Market Study website, which is mobile-bi-study.com.
All right, great. And we'll also post a link to it on our site. And I believe September 8th is when it becomes available?
That's correct, Jeff.
All right, great. Well, Howard, thanks so much. Always a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you.
And thank you for listening.